Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and welcome to 30 Minutes with Melinda. I'm your girl who can hip and dip, zig and zag. I keep it hot, giving you all I got. Plus, I got the nerve to rock my super curves. Hey! Watch out now. What's up, fam? What's up, beautiful people? Great big shout out to CEO Big Mo of Curves Magazine. He's definitely in the building doing big things. And speaking of big things, great big shout out to all my beautiful, big, curvy, sexy sisters nationwide doing their thing. I love you. Be comfortable in the skin you're in and stay positive and keep shining. We got a great show in store for you, so keep your eardrums on lock, and I'll be right back.
Doors up, doors down. When I'm in the club, bitch, it going down. Shout it, think it's full. Hands down. Hands up.
Hands up.
Hands down.
Hands up.
Hands up. Hands down.
Hands up.
Hands up. Hands down. Shout it, fucking hands down. I see my phone blowing up. I know it going down. Once I bust it out the rebel, then it hits the town. Keeping numbers in the city, boy, going down. Doors up.
Doors up.
Doors down.
Doors down.
When I'm in the club, bitch, it going down.
Going down.
Shout it, think it's full. Hands down,
hands down,
hands up,
hands up,
hands down.
Nigga stands up, stands up, stand down. Cause bad bitches going deck when I'm around. You see this nigga rich as fuck, hands down. He throw bands up and bands come down. Yeah, this dude be spending cash down. I heard that he be tricking, but the nigga ain't a clown. He usually do the red bone, tonight he want a brown. Since the pussy sold out, these other bitches dead now. Cause when we laid up, I laid down. When he in the pussy, nigga sway about to drown. Yeah, it be wet as fuck, hands down. With the legs up or with the leg down. Tell them niggas,
doors up,
doors up,
doors down,
doors down.
When I'm in the club, bitch, it going down. Shout it, think it's full. Hands down.
Hands down.
Hands up.
Hands up.
Hands down.
Down.
Shout it, fucking hands down.
Uh-huh.
I see my phone blowing up. I know it going down.
Uh-huh.
Once I bust it out the raffle, then it hit the town.
Town.
Keeping numbers in the city, boy, going down.
Yeah.
Doors up.
Doors up.
Doors down.
Doors down.
When I'm in the club, bitch, it going down.
Going down.
Shout it, think it's full. Hands down.
Hands down.
Hands up.
Hands up.
Hands down.
post the homie Bonner, watch him do the smurder dance. To cut a nigga, y'all, that shit with damn the 30 grand. Fuck with Shaka Zulu when I'm in Zimbabwe. Fat boy got 44s in the driveway. 100 fans in the bag, I'll make her recognize. I never ask her name until we fuck a second time. Standing still, diamonds dancing in the summertime. We all got out before they thought the homie coming down. See me in my double R and I'm just running round. That body boy punching back and boy, I run the south. Bullet wounds all in the back, we gon' gun you down. Buying all the high rises while the numbers down.
Doors up, doors up, doors down.
Doors down.
When I'm in the club, bitch, you going
down.
Shawty
taking four,
hands down.
Hands down.
Hands up, hands
up,
hands down. Shout it, fucking hands down.
Uh-huh.
I see my phone blowing up, I know it going down.
Uh-huh.
Once I bust it out the raffle, didn't hit the town.
Town.
Keeping numbers in the city, boy, going down.
Yeah.
Doors up,
doors down.
Doors down. When I'm in the club, bitch, it going down.
Going down.
Shout it, singing for hands down.
Hands down.
Hands up.
Hands up.
Hands down.
Hey, 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 it's me, it's your girl Melinda, and welcome back to 30 Minutes with Melinda. I hope you enjoyed that Remy Ma song, hands down. I really love it. I'm happy for her. I'm glad that she's out doing her thing. Great big shout out to my homegirl, Remy Ma. I love you, girl. In ratchet news, our entertainment news, a person that we love to hate, Miss Kim Kardashian, she's on the gram and Twitter, and this time she has posted a picture of herself topless with a girlfriend of her. Now, of course, they blurted out the chest part out, and I don't know. What do you guys think about that? I know one of the many gifts that she does have is that she has a mother who is her manager, which I believe is her strongest asset. And the great thing that I do admire is that she keeps her name on our tongues. But do you think that she has gone too far this time, seeing now that she's on her second child, with posting sexy pictures of herself? I don't know. What do you guys think about that? I know that I don't have a problem with a woman being sexy and being comfortable flaunting that, but I do think when children, in my humble opinion, is I believe when children come in the picture, you should always think about them first and what repercussions they may experience growing up based on your actions. You know, what will they, and I know they're entertainers and they're going to teach their children, you know, all the things that come with show business. But as parents who are in show business with children, I think they should think about things that they do and how it may affect the children later on, because this is your legacy and they have to live with this after you're gone. Her sister, Chloe, is also in the news. I guess it's a family affair. Chloe is in the news this time. She has a show called Cocktails with Chloe, and she's in the news because she has admitted that she's only been with black dudes. Duh. I think we all know that, you know, the Kardashians tend to like black men. And she said she has never, ever in her life seen a white, you guys can fill in the blanks. What do you guys think about that? I don't know. I mean, you know, to each his own. Everybody has, you know, their taste, what they prefer. But I just always wonder what, I mean, I know what it is that attracts. I love black men, so I definitely know what it is. But I wonder if they just obviously just go after them. And is it because they're attracted to them, or if that's their preference, or is do they have other reasons behind it? So that's just my little curiosity thing that I've always just thought about. Also in the news, Miss Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey's sister is on the internet, and she's posted a video, and she's asking for Mariah's financial help for medical expenses. Now, word on the street is that Mariah has gone over and beyond throughout the years, helping her sister rehab, in and out patient services. You know, I believe her sister has been on drugs many years. And if this is true, is family always obligated to help just because you're blood related? And, you know, I don't know about that because, you know, you grow up and saying blood is thicker than water. Oh, that's your family. You know, you got to stand by your family and do this. Now, if Mariah has helped her sister throughout the years, maybe she's like, look, I keep helping you. You keep going back doing the same thing. No is no, and I'm done. Even though Mariah has just married a multi-billionaire, is she still obligated to help? And I don't believe that she has to help anyone just because she's related to them. It's Mariah's money, and she can do whatever she wants to do. And if her sister is a grown woman and keeps making the same mistake over and over, I understand we all make mistakes, but maybe it's time for her sister to get on her own two feet and try and get the money on her own, especially if her sister has helped her on numerous accounts. Give me your thoughts and feedback on that. You can email me at Curves Magazine, Curves Mag, and let me know what you think about that. Maybe you have your own personal experience on, you know, family members asking for help. You help them. They may not even pay you back, but they come back and ask for more help. I know I've definitely experienced that. So just food for thought. I know that, you know, we're always entertained with reality TV and entertainers, but just food for thought. Imagine where we would be if we talked and tweeted about economics and education like we do with entertainers and reality TV. I know that's something I always battle with, and I do want to have intelligent conversation as well as giving you the fun entertainment news. So that's something for you guys to munch on. Stay tuned for more 30 Minutes with Melinda. I got to pay some bills, and I'll be right back.
Girl, down on your voice.
Hey, 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 it's your girl Melinda, and I'm back. Do you like that song? I love it. I think it's beautiful, sexy, relaxing. It's just chill. Reminds me of one of those days when you're in a drop top on the freeway, just chilling, going fast. But, so, you know, you're at home, working on the computer, you know, you don't want anything too distracting to your ears, so you're trying to concentrate on what you got to do. But anyway, what's going on? Just a little bit of news. You know, I'm up in the area. 1.2 million British protesters are clashing with the police over the country's labor laws that unions say favor businesses, and there's been lots of arrests. There'll be a lot of turmoil and mayhem and a lot of things going on. I'm very concerned. One reason I have a selfish reason is that I do have lots of friends and loved ones over there, and I was planning to go to France this year, so I hope everything clears out, because I do want to visit Paris, and I would like to go to England and, you know, just travel a little bit more, but I'm definitely not going to go out there now with all this stuff going on. In other news, there's rats on the subways in New York. Now, anyone who's from New York knows this. It's not a science mathematical equation. There's rats everywhere, but New York has become more inundated with rats. They're starting to come on a train and crawl on passages. That's pretty disgusting. There's another video that has gone viral with a man that's sleeping, and someone obviously was filming on their cell phone. And the rat runs up the guy. He's just kind of like cuddling with the guy, kind of, you know, going around the guy's neck. So this is becoming an issue. So I hope you put it together, you know, get some rat poison. What's going on, you know? And, you know, maybe the New Yorkers need to be a little bit more clean and stop throwing trash in the subways, because this is getting out of control. Also, what I'm finding interesting, if you're out there searching for a job or maybe looking to go to another job, there's new strategies that companies are using now with hiring the best people. And some of the things that companies are doing, for all you job hunters out there, they will have the interviewer type, ask you questions and start typing on their computer. And the reason that they're doing this is to see if it can hold your concentration and not get distracted by the clicking noise from the computer. So that's something to look out for. Another thing that they do is that they will have two interviewers in the room with you. One may be not. It's kind of like good cop, bad cop. So they'll have two interviewers in the room with you, one who seems to be a little bit more pleasant and one who's mean, and asking questions just to see if you can multitask under pressure. Another thing that they're doing is they'll ask you the same question over and over again. And the reason they're doing this is to test your consistency and see that you don't get irritated or that your answer is consistent. And last but not least, they will frequently have you move from room to room or office to office. And the reason they do this is because they're checking out to see if, even if while you're moving from room to room, they still want to see if you're excited, even if you may be uncomfortable. So those are just, you know, some little fun facts for all you job hunters out there. Keep those in mind when you interview. This is your girl, Melinda, 30 Minutes with Melinda. I'll be right back. Keep it on lock.
Foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that Done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas trying to end me off. Yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face-to-face. You could pick the time and the place. You'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work.
It's
in
me, work. It's in me, do my da-da-da-da-da-da.
Hey, it's your girl Melinda. I got the nerve to rock my super curves. Well, anyway, just a little bit of fun facts about me, in case you don't know. I am a full-figure model. I'm also a photographer. I act, and I also host. And just overall great person, fun. Sometimes I can be a little shy. But just overall great person. I love to interact. And before I go, I just want to give my fellow full-figure models out there some modeling tips. If you don't already know, you may be like, I already know this. For all the new models out there who may not know, here's a couple model tips. Remember, no eating or drinking in the dressing room. Never chew gum. Always respect the designer's clothing. If you see that the clothing has a rip or a hole in it before you get into it, make the designer aware so they don't blame you. Remember to always stay clean. Don't wear lots of heavy perfumes when you are going to walk in a fashion show. Be on time. That's, it's always good to be 15 to 30 minutes early. Be on time. Listen carefully to what you have to do, and not only listen, to follow instructions. And just, be quiet behind stage and in the dressing room, because if people arrive early to see the fashion show, they can hear all the noise in the background. And remember to give the designer their clothes before you go. And one thing that I always find is important, don't bring too many expensive things to fashion shows, because unfortunately some people steal. So you don't want to bring your, $3,000 designer leather bag to a show. Get a bag that you may not mind losing if someone does take it. Don't bring all your expensive cosmetics, because sometimes you may even, not only do people steal, but you may loan it to someone and they may forget to give it back to you, and you may be out of a $25 lipstick or $50 foundation. So bring things that are, low to mid-range that you don't mind bringing. So those are a few model tips. This is your time with your girl, 30 Minutes with Melinda. I keep it hot, giving you all I got. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. I will stay tuned for more. Come back next week. You know I got more in store. It's your girl, Melinda, signing out. Curve Radio. Yeah.